This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Greeley police officer has been charged with second-degree assault for allegedly putting a man in a chokehold earlier this month. Greeley police say Officer Kenneth Amick is on unpaid leave because of how he handled the arrest of Matthew Wilson, who was wanted on a warrant. Police say Wilson complained during the June 7th incident that Amick was using excessive force, and two other Greeley officers later told their supervisor that they agreed. Colorado banned police chokeholds last year as part of a reform bill passed in response to the murder of George Floyd. Colorado Secretary of State will return a campaign donation made by two right-wing operatives who posed as wealthy liberal donors to try to infiltrate Democratic operations. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Secretary Jenna Griswold's re-election campaign tells Colorado Matters she will give back $1,250 donated by Beau Mayer. The New York Times recently reported Mayer and an associate used donations to get access to Democratic groups and candidates as part of an unprecedented attempt at political espionage. The Times reported that because of the donation, the pair was invited to a Washington, D.C. fundraiser where they met Griswold in person. Griswold's campaign did not comment further. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Police shot and killed a man north of Denver yesterday. Commerce City police say they responded to a call about a family disturbance. When they arrived, officers reportedly encountered a man with a knife and fatally shot him. The department has not identified the man or said how many officers fired their weapons. And you're listening to CPR News, and All Things Considered is rolling. Scientists have just witnessed what sounds like the plot of the next sci-fi blockbuster, a black hole swallowing a super dense star about the size of a city. But it is not fiction. It's a big first in the scientific community, so stick around to hear that. Meanwhile, on our website, CPR investigative reporter Ben Marcus continues our series on the third wave of COVID in Colorado. The state recently promised help if things got out of control, but it didn't deliver.
You know, call back CDPHE, get an explanation of the strike force. Why isn't it on the ground yet? Why haven't we stemmed infection? Why is infection still spreading?
Because the strike force wasn't actually a strike force. Find that story on our homepage at cpr.org.